Hey everybody, it's good to see you all again. This segment is just to kind of let you guys know what is going on in this episode. So in this episode, there is a situation towards the end or anywhere in this episode, there is a blank. That means there's no sound coming in the episode, and you might think that is your fault. That is my fault. You can blame me, say it was my fault because that is editing problem, and that's because of recording and the recording platform that I use. If that happens to be in the episode, if that's in it, what you need to do is to just disregard it. Don't worry about it. Consider it like an ad break. Consider it like a break. Consider it like we're taking a 5 minute break. Consider it like that. So no freaking out. No need to worry. Make sure you guys enjoy the episode. Enjoy what's in it. And y'all have a good one and enjoy this one. Really enjoy it and have fun. And please disregard the blanks in there, consider them breaks. Hope you guys enjoy this episode and thank you guys for understanding and for your cooperation. Hey guys. And guess who's here for the second time? Bad Caramel. He's such a dope musician. He's back for the second time. Welcome, welcome again.
I'm happy to be here. Good to, come and talk to y'all.
Welcome back. I'm so excited. We have lots to catch up on. A lot has happened to you in like the past couple of months.
Yeah, it's been, I'm sure it's been a wild, year for everybody. And in the past couple of months, it's been really, touch and go and crazy for me.
Oh, I could definitely tell. I could definitely tell, especially in your music, which, by the way, gotta say this, congratulations. You did release a huge, huge project. He called Slow Motion Suicide, which, congratulations. That's such an awesome project.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it's definitely my most cohesive work. It's something that I, was very proud that I could put together with me and Boyo Levity, who I spoke of the last time I was on the show as my producer, my main producer at the time, and he's still, really important and integral to my music making process.
Oh wow. Oh, that's amazing. And it's so ironic because yesterday, I wasn't yesterday, I'm trying to remember what day it was. Oh no. It was a couple days ago. I actually catched up with your friend, who you recommended me to, Red Wizard, and he gushed about you. A lot of the interview he gushed about you. So it's so ironic that days after I would actually see you again.
Yeah, oh man, I love Red. Me and Red, we talk on an almost daily basis. We Snapchat back and forth. Like we're like, we haven't met in person, but we're like IRL friends. That's my boy.
Oh yeah, definitely. You guys are so close. I love the friendship. And glad I got to see like how it built because you guys have the most iconic friendship, or at least one of the most iconic.
Yeah, we got a lot of songs together too, so definitely hit my boy Red up and you'll hear me. We're working on some stuff in the background. Hopefully we'll put together another combo tape. I like to do the duo tapes with people, and we're working on a little something.
Oh yeah, he filled me in not yesterday. He filled me in when we had his interview. He definitely filled me in on what's going on. So yeah, I got the kind of gist of what's going on between you two. Don't worry, I hope you're not mad. And you're probably not.
But yeah, I'm really glad that you liked Slow Motion Suicide. It's a really great project. Even from my perspective, I'm like, wow, I'm really surprised I was able to put this together.
Oh, I was not surprised. Your previous music was amazing. And I'm very curious to know because that EP that you put out had a powerful effect. I mean, you went all out for this EP, so
I really want to know, like, how did it come all together? Because this has to be like one of your best projects, probably the best that you in the most hardest you ever worked. So I really want to know, like, how did this whole EP come to life and, you know, the ins and outs of it.
Well, originally, I put out Volume One, which was like the singles that I did over the year prior to me speaking to you the last time. And so it was sort of like the follow-up, and I wanted them to sort of kind of go together. It's more like a B-sides type of tape. It's very, but those songs all are grouped together on purpose. They weren't like singles. I wanted them to go together. I had collected these, or I wanted to collect stories of drugs and how they may have negatively affected the people in my community. And my one friend, he sent me a really heartfelt story about how drugs had affected him and the different ways and the different people that he had seen go through issues. And I was originally going to use them for this tape I'm working on called Drugs Are Bad, drugs are BADD. And but I thought that, his story and his connection to me was a lot deeper, so I kind of wanted his story to stand out and stand alone. And Drugs Are Bad just wasn't in a place, so I kind of set that aside. And I started to work with Boyo on new songs. And all of those songs, I was in a really dark and depressed place, and they all went together and talked about the different things that had affected me, like where I was with my depression and panic disorder, and where I was with my addiction. So I then took the voice lines that my boy had sent me, and I, split them up, and I took, some of the parts out that were more personal to him, because I didn't really want it to trigger him in any way. My goal is harm reduction as far as, mental health and as far as drug use and addiction. I want to reduce the amount of harm that I do, but I do want to tell the story. I want to, try to change the narrative that goes with these things and show people that you can make something. So I wanted to tell, a bracketed story from A to B, very, very compact, in slow motion suicide, that you can, go through these things and still, have other issues. It doesn't define you. Like, my depression is separate from my addiction, and my panic is separate from that. And yet they all work together in an insidious manner to make my life a little bit harder some days, So it just was like I made these songs, and so like hashtag SMS, which is like the title track, is just like a poem that I produced the beat to back when I was in college, and I thought it was ironic because I, in like Ghibli or Ghibli, I talk about how like drugs and alcohol may have held me back, and I wanted to show like work that I had done long ago, you know what I mean? And so like that beat, which I don't even produce anymore, but I used the beat and I did one of my hashtag poems, and I just talked about, wanting to, sort of disappear, wanting to die, wanting to just not be here, not be present, and how that there was all these voices in my head telling me what I could and couldn't do. It moves forward to like bad manners, and bad manners is sort of like the attitude. I have like an attitude about me in that song, especially. It more or less talks about the judgmental side, that's in my head. And then there's like Lousy Man. Lousy Man is just talking about more of the depressive, how I can tell myself sometimes that I'm not worth anything or not worth, saving. Then it moves on to Ghost Rider, and Ghost Rider is a song about my grandmother and friends that I've lost, but it focuses mostly on my grandmother and talks about how I wanted to or would like to die to see her again type of situation. And then it all wraps up in sort of a happy package with I'm sorry. And that's sort of like an apology and a thank you to a lot of the people who have been around and stuck with me through all of these issues, you know? So it's like a short and sweet, slow motion suicide SMS, like a short messaging service. You know, I tried to do something that was concise and in a package that talked about all of the issues that I want to talk about for my whole entire career, but I wanted to be able to tell like the story really fast and not have to drag it out, not waste anybody's time, you know, like, and just tell it now and get it out of the way, get my story out there and make some really heartfelt music, you know?
Absolutely. And that's also what mean, it's so funny how it actually spells out to SMS. But not only that, it's like you're delivering a very personal and related message to, general public, and it's really real. That's what I've noticed about, the album. And the way that you have the album even spell out slow motion suicide and those tracks, like you made it somehow fit together. Because when we talked about it, like me and my friend, we talk about every release of people that I have. He was confused on your EP. He was like, "What? How do those fit?" And I literally pushed his head against the computer. I was like, "Look, pay attention. Come on, it's right there." And it's such a personal piece, and God, you've been working a lot. I've looked on Instagram, and you've really went all out for this EP.
Yeah, I kind of even, you know, started my own art form. I had a really bad problem with drugs, and I would say I'm in recovery. You know, I've been sober for quite a while now. But I even started to do this powder art, which is like I put flour on glass and I use a card and I chop it up and I make pictures and stuff. And that was a part of like an art therapy for myself I came up with, and that's kind of where the pictures that made the album cover came from, is I spelled out all the words in flower and took pictures and I sent them out to, you know, as a, I used GIMP and I'm not very good with photo editing myself, but I made like a mock-up of what I wanted and I sent it out to my buddy's girlfriend and she does, you know, photo editing and she made it better. You know, I sent her all the originals, and then I sent her the mock-up that I made, and she made the album cover, or at least the base for it, and then Boyo Levity, the producer, he added like the face at the top and put it sort of in letterbox format, you know. So everything has been done in a way that it's supposed to represent all of the issues that I was going through and some of the things that I do to help myself with these issues that I still am dealing with, you know?
Absolutely. And that's what I also love was that this album came from you. I mean, not only are you teaching people about, you're showing them, the ins and outs of, the suicide experience, but it's also really real. Is what I've come to realize that this product you put out is really real. This came from you. This is stuff that you felt and experienced yourself. So props to that. That's really amazing. I mean, you can't really find that much nowadays. You can't really find such real and authentic pieces of work. I mean, yeah.
You know, I think that if you are going to do something, which I really have decided that I want to put a lot of energy into the music, it might as well come from a place, you know, inside. You know what I mean? Like the things that I think, the things that I feel, the vibes that I feel I want other people to at least pick up on. You know, I don't want anybody to feel depressed. Like, the EP can be very depressing, but it's also kind of, you know, I'm still here, you know, like, I'm still struggling with a lot of these issues, but I'm alive, you know, like, it's sort of like yelling from the rooftop, hey, like, I'm going through this, and if you're going through this, you know, you're not alone. And I tell people all the time, like, I love you, because I am you, you know? Even on the days where I don't like myself, you know, it's... I still appreciate everybody else who's going through the same thing I am, because I know that there's days that, you know, people who are going through those issues don't like themselves, but I love them. I love you, you know?
Oh, wow. I love that phrase so much. I'm going to actually document it. I love that phrase. I love you because I am you. I love that. Wow. And that's such an iconic line. That might be one of my favorites. It's now one of my favorites. I love that line. Oh, my God.
Yeah. You know,
oh, sorry.
Mental health is very important. And, I'm really glad that I'm starting to get mine in check and not with, you know, substances on the outside. I've, you know, gone about things where I'm completely clean. You know, I don't even drink caffeine anymore, to that point where I'm, you know, really after it.
Oh, wow. You even made it focus on mental health. That's a big plus. Mental health is really... really important. As you know, I was on a break for 2 weeks on that, so I'm glad your album can reflect that too. That's a nice plus. That's really, really good. And speaking about that, you and Red together, and we've talked about this, you actually are going to be performing at the Burning Flower Festival, which is very, very exciting because this is going to be your first time doing this, so I want to know, like, what motivated you to want to even want to perform in the first place? Because I asked you, like, previously, a previous concert, and you said it's not a good time. Like, what made you want to bounce into, like, signing up and all?
Well, you know, I really wanted to have a body of work that people could go and listen to afterwards. I wanted to finish some of the stuff that I was working on, and right now I'm sort of in a place where I can, you know, perform and have a body of work for people to go listen to, and then at the same time, it's a body of work that I'm very proud of. I'm proud to share it. I didn't want to just have, like, because I do make all different types of music, but I wanted to have, like, this EP done before I ever wanted to perform. I just felt like, you know, people needed something to listen to afterwards. And I also wanted to have, like, enough catchy songs to perform.
Oh, God.
And I've got some unreleased things that I'm planning on using for the show as well.
Wow, amazing. And yeah, I forgot, you actually sent tracks for me, and God, I'm so excited to see what you have in store. Like, you know, this is gonna be really big, because you were one of those who I was like, why aren't you signing up? And now that you are, and I already sent you the form, by the way, this will be very exciting. I'm kind of curious to see. And actually, you know, now we're talking about this, where it's like, and this has been on my mind very lately since I saw Instagram. So your profile pic is, you know, a picture of a guy in a mask with dreads. I want to know if that's really you or if that's just your friend or something.
No, that's me. My friend, actually, I'd have to look at the Instagram, but if it's the painting, like the portrait, that's, we did a photo shoot and I perform in the mask. I walk around in the mask when I'm in, like, I wouldn't call it in character because a lot of the music is personal to me, but I like to hide the face. I don't think that it's important for people to see my face. It's more I want them to hear what I'm saying. But yeah, that's really me. And if it's the painting, my friend, painted a portrait of a picture that I sent him. And like if it's one from the photo shoots, yeah, that's really me.
Oh God,
Yeah.
you don't sound like what you look like. You're black and with dreads. You don't sound like that. Mean,
Yeah, I get that a lot. I'm high voiced. I'm just me.
oh my God, I'm so sorry. You just don't sound like what you look like. Sorry, I thought you were white and you had like that nerdy hair and those skinny nerdy bodies that you would see. I thought you were one of those. That's my bad.
No, I'm a thick, brown skinned man.
Clearly. Clearly. And speaking of my producer, who I hopefully will come here, I want the three of you to each have your own little interview. That's what I'm planning. Because I already got you twice. We got Red, and now I want to get Boyo. So, how's y'all's relationship? Like, how did you guys even get your friendship together? Like, I want to know, like, the whole.
So from the beginning, I guess, I joined a Discord, and Boyo was one of the prominent producers in the Discord. He had a lot of music that I liked. He was like the second person to give me a shot. You get into a Discord and you're trying to work with people, it's hard to even get anybody to want to work with you, but he gave me a shot and we made, I believe, Insane was the first song, which is on volume one, that we made together. And he was like, yo, this is dope. And then, he sent me another one and we made another one. And so we just started working together over and over and over again. And we got to talking in the DMs and realized that we have some things in common and we share a lot of values when it comes to music, about what we want to make and the differences we'd like to make in music and in the culture in general. I mean, Boyo has my actual phone number. He knows my actual name. He's family as far as I'm concerned, and I would, think that he would say the same thing. We split things that we do 50-50 because that's the way I like to be as an artist. If my producer is working, I believe they deserve to get paid the same amount that I do. I try to put his name next to mine when we have, or even before mine, if it's possible, on tracks because I think that he does work very hard, and without him, or without producers in general, as artists, we wouldn't really exist. If I could produce the way that he produces, I mean, obviously I wouldn't be looking for producers, and yeah, I would say he's, he's family. He has my actual phone number. He could text me at any time, So that's my boy. I love Boyo. Definitely should sit down and talk to him. He's fantastic and he's a very personable, very, very individual.
So I'm gonna try to. If he's all of that, then I wanna be a part of all of that. He sounds amazing. And the only reason
Definitely.
why I asked is because Red said the exact same thing about him. And if I get him on here, then the next time would be I want all three of you, and it would be like a great back and forth thing. That's my proposition.
That would be insane. That would be a lot of fun, yeah.
Let's make it a reality. Get in touch with him. Get in touch. Force my
I
DMs.
will.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding about the forcing, but just briefly mention.
I don't think that I'll have to force him. I'll mention it the next time we speak, which I can even hit him up after we're done here.
Exciting. Nice. And sorry about the previous question. That's my bad. Apologies again. But it was nice to know that I need some clarifications because I thought, just for a bit, I thought that that was someone else. So I'm glad I got confirmation.
Oh yeah, it's, I think that it's a normal question. A lot of people want to know who it is that they're listening to or who they're speaking with. And I think that as far as my demeanor and my music comes off, it does come off in a way that it's like, oh, you have a forced perspective or like a preconceived notion of who you might be speaking with or listening to. But I think that that's why I do the thing that I do, is because I want to challenge those perceptions, you know?
Oh yeah, absolutely. And man, did you trick me or what? I mean, God, I mean, you really took me places. But thanks for the
And I just recently started to reveal myself more. I mean, I still wear the mask, but I was, I figured when I came out with SMS, it was time to start laying like cookie crumb trails of like who I am, and what I'm about, and also like more of what I look like.
Oh yeah, definitely. And glad you did though. I'm very glad that you did though. I mean, we all appreciate it so much. We do really appreciate that. And God, I actually cannot wait for the fans to actually listen to the EP, which I'm going to actually try and see if I can put it in here. Somehow, I wish there was a way that one of the bots could play, the songs in this actual interview. I think there's a way to. We gotta figure out.
I think, Pancake might be able to play, but I'm not sure if Craig will record what Pancake plays. Who
He's
knows?
tried it and he
You
actually
know?
does.
Does he? Look at you, Craig. Champion.
Yeah, well, I still hate him, but at least he's not. At least he's.
Craig does his best.
At least he tries. I do appreciate trying.
Definitely.
I do appreciate trying. And, at least he's. Is he? It's, yeah, like last time. And did we go over the background of your name? Have I ever asked about, your name? Or is that like out of blank stare?
Yeah, I think we've kind of talked about it, but I'm always willing to rehash it, and so people don't have to go back. BADD, Carmel. It's like, bad karma, but I used to call instant karma instant caramel. It's just like a stupid thing that I said. It's always been something that I had in the back of my head. The ADD in anything that I can is uppercased, and the L is uppercased at the end because it's like you take a bad karma L, but and the ADD is just because I'm all over the place, and I really, most of the time I can't focus. A lot of the stuff that I write over a period of time, I get distracted by work or life in general. And then I come back and I record a bunch of things in like a day. So it's like the name fits. Nobody else really had it. There's a band somewhere called Bad Karma, I believe, and there might be another like no, that was a different name that I had. Was a band that was in a different country had the same name. So when you would Google it, they would come up. So like I searched Google for Bad Carmel and nobody else came up. And I was like, I've had this name in the back of my head. for a while. I've thought of changing my names to other things, but this one just seemed so me. I'm light-skinned, brown-skinned, caramel colored. It just fits.
Thank God I asked again. That was so funny. That was so good. And I'm curious to know, this actually just came up in my head right now. I know you just released an EP. I know you're not thinking about it now, and if you don't want to answer, that's totally fine. But do you have any thoughts? Are you thinking about any new stuff right now, or are you thinking about just focusing on the EP for right now?
Oh no. I am pretty much, set on what's coming next. It's about to be done. As far as my next solo thing, I have the demos pretty much set aside, and some of the songs are still kind of being written and in demo form, but I think that I'm enjoying releasing EPs because I can sort of either tell a story. I don't have to waste people's time with filler songs. Or like hold their attention. Like SMS, I could put those voice lines in and sort of tell a story from beginning to end, or not even necessarily a story, but get the vibe out that I wanted, from beginning to end, from like sad and depressing to this sort of middling happy feeling, you can make it. And like volume one, I put together these singles that I had made over a year, and I really liked just the short, concise, just able to get out something, So I like making EPs. I have another EP in the work, one with Boyo, and I'm working on something else with another producer that I haven't completely confirmed if we're gonna be dropping it where and when, so, but I'd like to almost finish that before me and Boyo's next tape comes out. I would love to finish me and 716 Soups, because I had mentioned him in the previous interview. He's like my partner in crime. We have this album called Serendipitous, and we're working on the sequel to that, if you could call it a sequel. It's called Incoherent, and actually I should really work on one of those songs today. That should be releasing very soon. I don't want to say very soon, but over the summertime-ish at latest. It's some of it's being mastered, some of it's being mixed, some of it I still have to record because I am ADD all the way through everything. Then Drugs Are Bad kind of got put on the back burner, which was an album that I talked about, but it more has turned into like a mixtape. Some of it is like old stolen beats, some of it is like produced by Boyo, one of the beats I leased. So it's probably going to release in many different forms, mostly on SoundCloud, once I re-record some of the songs and finish some of those demos. But yeah, I'm working on quite a few things right now because I can never just focus on one thing to save my life.
Oh wow, so your method would always have to be working on music. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, and I'm doing features. I've done features for quite a few people over the past like year. People hit me up when they hear my music, or even I'll hit them up and be like, "Hey, if you're looking for a feature, hit me." And so they'll send me something and I'll lay like a verse down, whatever they want. I try to facilitate other artists' music as best I can. I feel bad because sometimes those release dates overlap with like features and I can't commit to pushing them. But I think people understand.
Oh yeah, absolutely. If they can be patient, come on. I mean,
Well, when it comes to being a small artist and you're so dependent on like what your distributor is doing, what time they say it's going to come out, or whether or not they even tell you it is coming out. With SMS, with Slow Motion Suicide, it says it was dropped on like the 10th. I mean, it really didn't hit stores until like the 15th or 16th. And I had to, reach out to DistroKid, which is my distribution. And I had to send them an email and be like, hey, here I am, planning a rollout for something, and you have, no sort of indication. I see that it says up to 2 to 3 weeks. We ain't got that long, essentially. It's been 5 days. I kind of need it out in stores because it's the first time I've ever really planned something this well,
Oh wow. And you seem to master planning very well. You already have your next, songs out. Like wow.
I don't know if I would call it. I make it look like I planned it, I'll take the credit and say yes. I definitely plan everything that happens and be amazed because, master of planning.
Okay. I'm gonna still say master planning though because of just the new music coming. And God, I'm really glad that we got to catch up. I'm very happy, first of all, of your EP. It's so good. I will listen to it again later. And it's such a bop. Like I think one of the tracks is, My New Addiction. Like, I don't know. It's My New
Yeah, I'm really glad that you like it, and I hope that, if you, I know that you were struggling with some mental health at least recently and you took a little break. I hope that, it reaches at least a place where you're like, I see that other people have felt this way too, especially in the industry that you're helping people in and that you're so associated with yourself. You produce and make beats. So I think that a lot of us artists are really, finding something that we can communicate to other people with, and it becomes like a brotherhood. It becomes like a family. It's awesome. I'm glad that you like it. It makes me very happy. And I appreciate, you
Yeah,
listening.
of course, anytime. My pleasure. My pleasure. And I appreciate you coming back today. It's been so fun getting to see you again and getting to see how much you've grown since the last time. I'm so proud of you for what you've been doing, and I'm so happy.
Yeah, I really appreciate all the advice you've linked me up with, like other people that I'm working on, working with songs, I think that, being on the show ups the plays just, a little bit, gets some eyes on the projects, and I really appreciate that. And I'm so happy that we were able to link back up and, speak about what I'm doing next and what I've just done.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I would do any time for you. Absolutely. And I know time's almost running out. I'm just kidding about that, but I did want to give you one little sec to just say any last words to the fans out there.
Yeah, so, thanks for being here, guys. I really appreciate you. I know that you have a lot of choices on what you can listen to on a daily basis, and I appreciate if you go listen to my music and spend some of that time with me. I really love that you spent some time with my friend musically and on Rap It Out. It's awesome that you guys support us. If you're struggling with some form of mental health or drug addiction or something, remember that I'm here for you. I love you. I've been there before. I'm still struggling, but you can make it through and never be afraid or ashamed to ask for help. If you need help, go and seek some form of counseling. Go and seek help from your friends, from your family, from your girlfriend, fiance, whoever. Go and reach out and say, hey, I think I might need help if you're ready, So, and that's what SMS is kind of all about. And it after I finished it, it made me realize that I needed help, and I actually went and seeked out the help, you know? And so, and it's put me in a better place. I've changed a lot of my life to be here and entertain and be present for my friends and family and for hopefully future fans. So, you know, don't be afraid to seek that help
out. Such great advice for them. Such good words. All right, y'all, make sure you check out Slow Motion Suicide, now released on all platforms. Get excited for Batgirl, Red Wizard. Hopefully they'll sign up for the Burning Flower Festival, which is going to be in May. It'll be May 27th and 28th, so get excited. If y'all look to, you know, perform, sign up, reach out to me, all platforms. Thank you all again for tuning in tonight, and I will see you all next time. Love you guys. See you guys soon. Peace out.
Hello, everybody. Thank you guys so much for joining us tonight as we dove into a wonderful podcast episode. Now, in this following segment, you will get a chance to hear this artist's showcase, because every artist that comes on the show requires to do a showcase. So buckle up, get some popcorn, and enjoy the showcase. I hope you guys love it, and check out the artist when you get a chance to. Hope you guys love it. Enjoy.
First things first. Way more problematic than pragmatic. Bad manners, this pump on me, I'm asthmatic. Eat a rapper like ham salad, my plan's valid. Be my equals, it's complimenting them backhanded. Smoke a bong, make a song, come back, vanish. Make it look like I planned it, I'm from a different planet. Blown weed at the past, smoking help me panic. Above average like test scores, you low standard. I call passions, you want beef, I'm unhampered. Versus shitty like full pampers and dull faster. Full factors, industries full of actors. Once the past will catch me, watch me run backwards. Not bad for a bum ass with no chances. Real life, no flash, so candid. Different strokes, new brush, no canvas. New mic, who dis? Spit facts up. Run from your problems, they gon' come after. Life come faster than prom night, you dumb bastard. Run faster. Cause I really don't know what comes after. Way more problematic than pragmatic. Bad manners, just pump on me, I'm asthmatic. Eat a rapper like ham salad, my plan's valid. Be my equals, that's complimenting them backhanded. Write a song, smoke a jong, come back, vanish. We on a different axis, you can kiss my asking. If I ever sober up, I could run Saturn. Consequences of my actions, I've become plaster. Forgive me for my bad manners, or leave me alone. I like to write songs and smoke weed in my home. Beefing with me isn't even, I'm grown. They admit defeat, got them eating on crow. What you think about me is believing to know. Dissing on me, you ain't even a foe. Don't be pressing on me, I ain't keys on your phone. Way more problematic than pragmatic. Bad manners, just pump on me, I'm asthmatic. Eat a rapper like ham salad, my plan's valid. Be my equals, that's complimenting them backhanded. You trash maggot, until the day you kill me, I'll be back at it. You only wanna shoot me cause your rap's lacking. That's facts, my whole class slacking. Even when I'm gone, I'll still be the baddest. Forgive me for my bad manners.
Been around to see friends, acquaintances buried. Because they're hot. Changes your perspective on a lot of shit.
Far away, far away, so far away, why so far away? I don't wanna wait to see you, I'm always running late. I pray that you're not, you're so far away, nah. I don't wanna wait to see you, I'm always running late. I pray that you're not so far away. I see you any day. Every day I think about you, you're never out my brain. pray that you're not so far away. Cause this life touched my fate. I wish that you were here with me, I miss you every day. And it sucks that when I pass, I'm going to a different place. You were great, I have memories that I would never trade. Used to tell me I was special every second I was awake. Every time I fuck it up, I know you love me anyway. I hope you know it's not your fault, I'm not a product of your race. I've been hollow since the day they dropped you in the grave. Family thought it was the lotto, I just wanna see your face. Cause to you, I was more than just a waste of fucking space. I would settle for a view at heaven's gates, cause I know you come to wave at me every single day. I'm okay, but anything is better than this place I would trade. I don't wanna wait to see you, I'm always running late. I pray that it's not so far away, I see you any day. Every day I think about you, you're never out my brain. I pray that it's not so far away, cause this life touched my faith. I remember when I got the call, just barely I was high. And I know it fucks with me, I never told you bye. Now it's coming out my eyes, I can bottle it aside. I tried and it turned me to this guy I despise in your eyes. I never did no wrong and I tried, but there's times that I gotta go without you, rather die. And the drugs made it harder to visualize your eyes, so I cry all the time, I wish I could rewind. I don't wanna wait to see you, I'm always running late. I pray that it's not so far away, I see you any day. Every day I think about you, you're always on my brain. I pray that it's not so far away, cause this world tests my faith. Every day I think about you, I'm always running late.